The 6th Annual International Cook County Chili Cook-Off was this weekend. We have the great fortune to visit with this year's winning chefs, Julie Carlson and Sherry Linskoog. Welcome to you both.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It was so much fun.
Well, how exciting. Congratulations.
But I have to say, when Veronica said, there's a chili cook-off coming, are you interested? Julie didn't even think twice. She said, Yes.
She said, Sherry and I will, without even asking you.
Well, she didn't say. I said, whatever Julie does, I like to be involved. So I said, I'll help. But I knew I wasn't much of a chef.
So it was a lot of fun.
So how did you get involved? You got involved because Julie said get involved. But
you know, I've never gone to the chili cook-off before. And this is the 6th annual chili cook-off.
International.
International chili. Even, yes.
It says. Is that
yes,
true?
It is international. True. There were two teams from Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. One had moose meat in their chili, and the other one was a white bean chicken chili.
That was one of the winners.
Yeah, it was. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, there were 10 teams. Well, I have a fabulous husband who is the cook in our house. And I'm the baker. He's the cook. So I'm science, and everything has to be measured out, and he throws things in, mm-hmm. and it tastes good. So Sherry and I kind of decided to do this, and Rodney had to do all the work.
So tell us about the days leading up to the event.
Well, about a week before the event, we made a batch of chili, and we tasted it, and we decided what we like in our chili and what we don't like in our chili, and made little notes on this chili recipe that we actually Googled, of course, and took things out, added more things, and we ended up making 3 batches of chili.
Was Sherry part of the taste testing now at this?
No, I was in on the final. Oh. Well, I don't know if it needs more of this or it's got too much. I don't know all those things. Mm-hmm. And poor Rodney, we had to have a recipe to turn in, so he couldn't just dump. He had to be measured before he dumped, so it
How
was
difficult. Mm-hmm.
But our chili was very good. Yeah. It was very fresh tasting,
and it was pretty.
It was pretty.
It was
colorful.
Really, yeah. Yes,
it was very, very colorful.
Are you at liberty to say any of the ingredients? Or?
Bacon.
Oh, yeah,
smoky bacon.
Smoky bacon.
I cut the bacon. In she, uniform pieces.
She also cut the red pepper, which. It was an amazing feat by itself. I had no idea how to cut a red pepper. Mm-hmm. I've always struggled with that. Yes. If you ever need to know how to do it correctly, Sherry.
I learned how to do it, so I was proud to cut the red pepper. Mm-hmm. Although Julie's mother did say, Sherry, I think you should cut them a little smaller.
Mm-hmm. So it was extended
really,
family event.
Okay. Right. And there was smoked sun-dried tomatoes in our chili. So that was kind of a little secret ingredient. Mm-hmm. And kitchen bouquet.
Oh.
Yeah. Rodney said that makes it
yeah.
smooth.
Yeah, Rodney said you have to have kitchen bouquet.
What is kitchen bouquet?
It's a little bottle of brown stuff.
Oh. With a yellow label.
And he says it gives it that extra sheen.
Is this a homemade secret thing, or you purchase these
you
little
buy
bottles?
That.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you buy that.
Okay. Well, Sherry, you reported for WTIP on the 2013 event on the, you know, interviewer
yes.
reporter
oh,
side
so
of
much
the
fun.
Situation. So what was it like being on the other side of the ladle?
It was pretty exciting, mm-hmm. you know, and you really felt connected with your chili. You didn't want people to not like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So when they came back for more, you just kind of stood a little taller and smiled a little broader. It was just really fun.
It was.
And, you know, the money that the chili cook-off made is split between the sponsoring organization, Coldwater Foundation, and Cook County's Snacks and Packs program, which is a program that the food shelf helps provide to kids in school who are receiving low and reduced lunches. Then they also qualify for this 8-pound sack of weekend foods to take home.
Great.
I didn't know anything about, so it was really nice when Beth Kennedy explained that program. Mm-hmm.
Do you know much about the Coldwater Foundation?
Sure.
Can you speak a little bit about that?
And the Coldwater Foundation is the one who does all the work, puts it all on, and they are a nonprofit organization that that promotes leadership and community service. And it's a Christian-based group in a lot of adventure, wilderness adventure things come out of it to promote leadership. And that's for youth as well as adults.
Okay. Well, what did you win?
Oh, well, it's a beautiful trophy. It's a silver platter with a cornucopia on it and a silver ladle with a blue ribbon on top.
Oh, wonderful. So how will you take turns having that in your homes? Or?
It stays here at the sponsor.
Oh, at WTOP.
Yeah, it's in,
right.
In the conference room, so you can get a look at it after the year show.
Okay, great. Any advice for the next year's contestants?
Well, there were 10 teams this year, and a lot of businesses sponsored teams and a lot of individuals as well. And I don't know that we can give any advice because we'll probably have to show up as the defending champions.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Right? Bacon is always good.
Yeah. Bacon is always good.
Always good.
Yeah. I suppose the angle at which you cut it might affect how the flavors leak out and stuff too.
Of the bacon?
Yeah.
Bacon is always good.
It doesn't matter where the flavors
leak
out. Okay,
wrong on that point. Okay. We're visiting with tip-top chefs Julie Carlson and Sherry Lindskog. Also, Rod is missing from the team. But the winners of the sixth annual International Cook County Chili Cook-Off. Proceeds from the event support the Cook County Youth Snacks and Pack Program and the Coldwater Foundation Scholarship Fund. Is there anything else you would like to add, Julie, Sherry?
Nope, it's a lot of fun. If you get a chance to go next year or be part of it, we think it's a good idea.
Well, congratulations once again, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.